Sunday, September 7, 2008, Mass observed surrender. While every person in Taiwan with common sense always knew that President Ma Ying-jeou's ultimate goal is to surrender and unite with China, he has made it official himself in his interview with the Mexican newspaper El Sol de México on August 26. He was quoted as saying, "The relationship is a special one, but that relationship is not between two countries. While it is unlikely that double recognition of both sides of the Taiwan Strait can be obtained from any foreign countries, we must maintain a peaceful and prosperous relationship with Beijing. State-to-state theory is dead," Ma says, September 4th, page 1. This is official surrender. But is it surrender or simply meeting the expectations of his people in the so-called mainland region? Of course, the presidential office will continue trying to convince the public that this is not surrender. What else should we call it? A diplomatic truce? By Alex Raymond at Niaosong, Kaohsiung County. While reading Ma's comments as recorded in El Sol de México, I could not help pondering the days when I would read such absurdist authors and playwrights as Samuel Beckett and Eugene Ionesco. My profound love and concern for Taiwan, especially its students whom I used to teach, leads me to experience a sadness that borders on grief. Ma gets it right when he says that neither the People's Republic of China nor the Republic of China allows for the existence of another country or state within its territory. This is, by definition, the essence of sovereignty. There presently exist two self-governing and sovereign states on either side of the Taiwan Strait. Where Ma wanders into absurdist la-la land is when he refers to the so-called 1992 consensus. Perhaps mine may be considered a naive question posed by an ignorant foreigner, but I will ask it anyway. Does the 1992 consensus exist in any written form? Was the 1992 consensus ever recorded or transcribed? If so, who were the signatories to this document? Did they have the authority vested in them to sign their names on such a document? The term 1992 consensus has been bandied about since its birth, or is still birth a more accurate term? It seems that much could be at stake in regard to this consensus. It seems that certain politicians would fin to permit public policy be dictated by this consensus. Certain politicians seem to be willing to allow this consensus to set their course and hence that of the nation. So one would do well to ascertain the legitimacy of the 1992 consensus. A thought experiment that I find interesting is to question whether said consensus has any validity in a Taiwanese court. What is the legal basis of this consensus? Perhaps a person with a law degree from Harvard or Yale could answer this question. Has this consensus been vetted or reviewed by any panel of justices? Most importantly, has anyone consulted the 23 million people living in Taiwan for their opinion on the matter? Or is the 1992 consensus at best, at the very best, an empty slogan and empty words with no basis in fact or reality? Is it merely an absurd illusion or even a delusion? How can two people or parties maintain two interpretations while talking about one thing? In my mind, to do this adds absurdity to a paradox that is already mired in inanity and senselessness. I seem to remember reading once about a group of philosophers in ancient China. I believe that they attached great importance to the names of things. These philosophers called for the rectification of names. They understood that if any progress were to be made, people had to be sure that they were designating the same thing when they used a certain word. Karl Marx said that events in history first appear as a tragedy before reappearing as farce. Designating Taiwan as Chinese Taipei would be farcical were it not a question of the tragic humiliation of some 23 million people. Out of all the countries represented at the Beijing Olympics, only Taiwan, free and democratic Taiwan, was made to endure such an outrageous humiliation. The world should be ashamed of itself. By Michael Scanlon at Kaohsiung County.